Winky, what about the fact that the Palestinian people say that they have a right to have a state called Palestine, and they have a right to have a capital city called Jerusalem? They at least are now being a bit lenient, and they say, give us the old city, and we'll accept that. But if they give the old city to the Palestinian people, that would mean giving away the Temple Mount. Will the Israeli leadership ever give up the Temple Mount as you see the future unfolding?
Jimmy, 50 years ago, Israel's Knesset passed a law that extended Israel's sovereignty to major portions of the Jerusalem municipality that used to be under Jordanian rule. And don't forget, Jordan occupied Jerusalem as well as Judea and Samaria, what's known as the West Bank. The situation is that no Israeli leader on left or right, and I'm talking about the mainstream, not talking about the extremists on the left. We do have some minor small parties, including even a communist party, think that we're ever going to give up the sovereignty of Jerusalem. It will not become divided. All they're talking about is some sort of administrative relationship that would give them something in Abu Dis, which is just on the eastern border, and all sorts of things like that. It's not going to happen. Poll after poll of the Israeli population has agreed to that. It's something that the Americans can solve by moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Maurice?
Jimmy, I just wanted to point out one thing. It's not necessarily anything to do with Palestinian Media Watch, but if you look at the 1922 census, the British census in Palestine, you will find already then in 1922, Jews were the outright majority in Jerusalem. So when you're talking about Jerusalem being the capital city of the Jewish people, it's been that way for, it was that way for hundreds of years in history, in biblical times. And also for the last 100 years, that's been the case. The new claim of the Palestinians that this is our capital city is something which doesn't really have any type of base in any type of historical fact, far or near.
You know what's exciting to me? I read the Jewish prophets, the ancient Jewish prophets. Ezekiel says that there's going to be a temple on the Temple Mount that's going to be built where the Messiah will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. And in Ezekiel, there's six chapters, 202 verses about that next temple coming up. I know, Winky, there's preparations to build that temple. We've only got about 30 seconds, but there is going to be ultimately, according to God's word, a temple up there on the sacred piece of real estate that God has given the Jewish people.
Observant Orthodox Jews every day mention that element about rebuilding Jerusalem several times in various prayers. We don't know exactly how it's going to happen or when, but we have to be prepared because that it will be. Hopefully, it will be a location that will bring all the peoples of the world together, as Isaiah prophesied many, many years ago.